It's half past Friday across the land, and time for another one of our culture file guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying consuming. And this time it's the turn of the artist whose work is currently filling the Douglas Hyde Gallery in Dublin, Germana Manar, to share with us her culture file likes.
My name is Germana Manar. I'm a Palestinian artist, raised in Jerusalem and living now in Berlin. The most recent book I read was Sally Rooney's Normal People, and I got it as a gift on my birthday in Berlin, and it just happened to be that I was coming to Dublin when I was reading the book, only later to realize that it's based here in Trinity. So that was wonderful. Yeah, that was kind of, it really helped ground my experience here and how I see the city in certain ways. I love the writing. I love the characters. I love how it addresses, let's say, issues of class and adapting to new situations, but through an extremely subjective and intimate dialogue and characters. Yeah, I think these issues, I mean, you know, moving from a small town into a city and how you're perceived in class and high school and how that affects your later kind of self-perception in life is something that's a global concern, I'd say. So, of course, certain details are Dublin-based, but I think anyone can appreciate the work. The most recent film I watched was called A Route to Jerusalem by Ruth Beckerman. It's from 1990. It's a documentary. She's an Austrian Jew, I believe, and she tries to kind of understand more about Israel in this moment. So she travels across the country interviewing people along the way. And as somebody who grew up there, it's kind of wonderful to see the country in that moment, kind of nearly 30 years ago now, and how much the reality has changed, how much the rhetoric has changed. So that was also a wonderful thing to watch.
Wir haben ein Land und ist alles in Ordnung.
Akoma hat Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Podcasts, this is not very original, but a podcast that I like to listen to is The Guardian Long Reads. It's a classic, and I just find it a really interesting way into topics. It's really usually very well written and well read.
Why exercise alone won't save us? Sedentary lifestyles are killing us. We need to build activity into our everyday lives, not just leave it for the gym.
This morning, as we were installing, we were listening to Jeremiah. Yeah, he's probably one of the musicians I've listened to the most over the past year. The album is called Late Nights, and it's from 2015.
Used to have a body on a day-to-day, all up on your database. I just had to see your face, last time I seen your face. Netflix, we Patron. This hell we can't control. Your drug, I overdose. I think it's sort of soul.
Yeah, maybe the most exciting thing I ate was my mom's food last month in Jerusalem. Akub, it's kind of a wild artichoke that's cooked with onions and meat. That's very good. So I use a scent-free soap. It's olive oil soap, which is kind of like the traditional soap that's made in the Middle East. And it's sold in lots of supermarkets, actually, in Europe. Not particularly because it's scent-free, but I just like this olive oil soap, and it has a very, very subtle smell. It doesn't dry out your body, and it's chemical-free, so I like it.
That's Germana Manar, and her exhibition, Wild Relatives, is running for another week at the Douglas Hyde Gallery, Dublin, and there'll be an evening screening of Manar's film Wild Relatives at the gallery next Thursday. Coming up after Nuuk, that's 7, it's the Culture File Weekly, where we'll be looking at the legacy of the Bauhaus and the future of planet Earth, as seen from planet Hollywood. But before that, some more music.